over 150 insurance companies and two survivors of the Marshall Fire have now filed lawsuits against Xcel Energy. They're accusing the utility company of negligence in relation to Colorado's costliest and most destructive fire. The fire investigation report found that the blaze had two ignition points, one of which was an Xcel Energy power line that arced and sent hot particles into dry grass. The insurance companies are seeking damages for the destruction of over 1,000 homes and more than $2 billion in property damage. The survivor's lawsuit claims that Xcel Energy was aware of the high fire risk on the day of the fire, but did not take necessary precautions, such as shutting off power. Xcel Energy denies its power lines played a role in starting the fire. A Colorado man has been charged with illegally landing a helicopter in Grand Teton National Park. According to park officials, rangers found the pilot and his helicopter at Moran Bay, on the west shore of the Jackson Lake, late last month. He was charged with two misdemeanors. Each comes with a fine of up to $5,000 or 6 months in jail. The pilot is scheduled to appear before a Jackson federal judge in August. These are not his first offenses. The pilot was also charged earlier this year for flying a plane too low in another national park in Colorado. Grand Teton National Park staff say unauthorized helicopter landings are prohibited to protect wildlife and preserve the visitor experience. Cheyenne and Arapaho tribe leaders will be attending a park naming ceremony tomorrow in Arvada. Jackie Sedley has the story.
Arvada is renaming a park located just north of the Van Bibber Creek Trail. The new name? Little Raven Park. City officials cite Arapaho history to explain the name change, as Little Raven, a southern Arapaho chief, was a key peacemaker between many of the native tribes of Colorado and the white settlers arriving in the mid-1800s. Little Raven survived the infamous Sand Creek Massacre in 1864. He also helped to secure what are now Cheyenne and Arapaho reservation lands in Oklahoma. The city of Arvada has invited tribal and cultural leaders from the Arapaho and Cheyenne tribes to the renaming ceremony, and will be hosting traditional celebration songs, along with words from the tribal leaders and city officials. For KGNU, I'm Jackie Sedley.
Governor Jared Polis, along with Colorado Parks and Wildlife and Great Outdoors Colorado, have announced the latest recipients of the Outdoor Regional Partnerships Initiative grant program. The program, established by an executive order from Governor Polis, aims to foster collaboration among stakeholders to protect Colorado's lands and waters and preserve outdoor recreational opportunities. The initiative represents a community-driven approach to ensure long-term sustainability and equitable access to the state's outdoors. By bringing together conservation and outdoor recreation interests, local government, and land managers, the program seeks to address challenges and develop strategies for balancing conservation and recreation of natural resources in Colorado. The grant cycle for the program has doubled the funding invested, totaling $3 million. This round of grants includes 16 regional partnerships across various regions of Colorado, addressing issues such as wildlife area and trail system management, camping management, funding, and climate resilience. The State Attorney General's office is urging caution to those looking for cheap tickets to this summer's biggest shows. KGNU's Jack Armstrong has more.
According to a press release, Weiser's office is, quote, receiving reports of scammers attempting to take advantage of fans as they gear up for some of the biggest concerts to hit Colorado this season. The warning from Weiser's office comes days before Taylor Swift will perform at Denver's Empower Field as part of the Billion Dollar Eras Tour. The Better Business Bureau has received dozens of complaints in Taylor Swift-related fraudulent ticket sales nationwide. Weiser's office is alerting Coloradans to know who they're buying a resale ticket from, what the actual price of a ticket really is, and be aware of the risks in transactions that aren't online or verified. Attorney General Weiser urges the public to be, quote, smart event-goers by making sure the tickets you're buying are authentic and you know the full cost of any ticket you're purchasing. For KGNU, I'm Jack Armstrong.
For today's weather, in Boulder, it's sunny with a high of 80. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 59. In Denver, a high of 99. Tonight, a low of 64 with partly cloudy skies. In Fort Collins, it's sunny with a high of 88 and wind gusts as high as 22 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 59 degrees. For KGNU, I'm Kira Zizzo.